quiet plan. Give me a with some fire. I get the empire fed. Don't trust that a liar said. The post office still in boxes. Same reason that they fired Craig. Huh. Designer threads. If I'm in a long distance relationship, they wired bread. Gunshots. Tire spare. Interrogation room said the same thing Michael Myers said. Huh. I supply your meds. Y'all wired and supplying feds with picks that's higher res. Huh. Your gun never fired lead. You ain't shot it off in so long, it got spider webs. Trips.
Do the plug a couple weeks. He got the most to lose, so out his crew, he's who I trust the least. But that work he gave me grease.
Watch my neighbor smoke until his soul spoke. Couldn't get him first, Latrell Sprewell, they stole coach. Jumped in that ocean and felt familiar, like a boat float. Swimming in Australia, diamonds on me, did the gold coast. You bass catching feelings over what post. If it was bros over, I guess that code broke. No more pieces, soul soap. Them Paris stories got a memory, kinda cloudy, but I knows no. I took a trip, hope I got back home safe. Out of town, they trying to prove they cooked it better. I felt like Bobby Flay. My Aki stay out in Far Rockaway. He on his team now, used to give out the beats. Thought he was Dr. Dre. Promoters hot, I got in late, but they still gotta pay. Cop to pop the strain, did Chardonnay and put on Dr. Strange. It's ring cameras at the crib before I cop a ring. Angels and my demons present, Keanu and Constantine, Pablo.
Do the plug a couple weeks, he got the most to lose. So out his crew, he's who I trust the least. But that work he gave me some grease.
For a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m., CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Boom, boom, boom! Boom, 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 boom!
One order radio, 6 o'clock blitz. I know you haters having fits. Me and Guilty Black lounging at the Ritz. Oh, baby, just like the spliff. CJSF, when it comes to hot music, you know we do it to death. Let me pause, take a breath. I smoke microphones like it's meth. One order, baby! Who you playing with, man? Hey, you know what time it is, man. Let me turn down the rhythm a little bit for y'all, man, so you can hear me. But I know you can hear me loud and clear. I'm coming from the left to the right ear. So, party people, my brothers and sisters in Van City, if you just tapping in to 90.1 FM, you are now listening to the sounds of One Order 6 O'Clock Blitz. Here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. at the top of the hill. Burnaby SFU, baby. And so we had to start off that round with, woo, that Styles P joint, man. Porsche lights, come on, man. Yo, man, that's off the Pen Ultimate. A Calm Wolf is Still a Wolf. That's a crazy title for an album. Word is bond. Styles P, like I was saying before I started off this section, was, you know, Styles P with Jada, Sheik, the whole D-Block movement was one of those teams that really inspired me. That really, they really inspired me, man. You know, and very intelligent hood rapping brothers. You know what I mean? And that's what I really love, man. And they put out a lot of work, bro. Like, Styles, like, I don't, like, he have so many mixtapes, man. That brother be working. And like, and now, as I see Styles, man, I mean, he's doing the Organic Juice business. He's helping the youth. That's what it's about, bro. You know what I mean? It's taking that experience and teaching somebody else, you know, or leading them in the right direction. Willfully, they don't go in the same place that, you know, he was, right? So, yo, man, shout out to my man Styles P, most definitely. So many hot joints I got for y'all today, man. I mean, oh. I really hope y'all are ready. So, after that, then... Oh, yeah, that's right. After that, we had the... We had that joint... Part of self. Give me a hot second here, y'all. Just get serenaded by that instrument right there. Let that instrumental run right there. Let the instrumental run right there. You know what I mean? Let it go. So that second joint we had. Woo! Come on. That's that KRS. The sound like this. You know what I mean? Oh my goodness, man. Like, that's off the Temple of Hip Hop album. Super fire. That came out this year. Shout out to KRS-One, man. Really, really keeping it 100 with the hip hop, man. And really showing and proving what hip hop is as a nation and as a culture and preserving it. You know what I'm saying? The edutainers, he said, you know, educated, you know, educating, trained, educating entertainers. I love it, man. Shout out to KRS, bro. Legend. Then we had that joint. Oh, man. That Benny the Butcher joint with Stove God. I had 1 foot in the game playing hopscotch with Kane. Oh, my goodness, man. You know, I got to say, like, when it comes to Griselda, they definitely know how to put together artwork. I listen to those dudes' music, man, and I always give Westside his props on his art. You know what I'm saying? Cause look, everybody's not gonna spit righteously, right? And even if you are spitting about the streets, you know, there's always a way to illustrate it that is still has a message behind it. You know what I mean? And so that's what I appreciate about Griselda's music. You know what I'm saying? The art, the choice of boom bap. You know what I mean? It's I love it. So, yo, man, you know, music can be seen so many ways, man. It's so subjective, right? You know, but hip-hop is just, real hip-hop is just, it's undeniable, man. And that's why we're still here. Then we had that joint by my man. Oh, man, Can't Stop Me. That's for all you haters. Can't stop me, right? And why would you want to? You know what I mean? It's like I come in peace. You know what I mean? We come in peace. It's like, why would you want to stop somebody who comes in peace unless you are just evil at the core? You know what I mean? Brothers over here ain't bothering you. You know what I mean? If you feeling something towards somebody else, you got to check yourself. You know what I mean? You gotta check yourself, man. So, we're gonna talk more about that. But then we had that joint by Meek Mill. That's an older joint. Nonetheless, one of my favorite Meek Mill songs, Dreams Turn to Nightmares. Especially how the beat changes up, right? It's fire, man. You know, I think that Meek got a lot of... He got a lot of heat because of the Diddy situation. And, you know, really, I wasn't there, so I don't really know if, you know, what they say he did, he actually did. You know what I mean? So it's always interesting, you know what I mean, that when you see people on a screen and you think that that's who they are, but real life, you know, Shakespeare said the world is a stage. You know what I mean? And like really, everybody has their part to play in the film or the play. You know what I mean? So
really, like, yo, if you're a hater, you're playing your position, clearly. You know what I mean?
You a bot.
You're a bot. You know what I mean?
Bot.
You know? Bot. I want to say an acronym for bot is... I can think of a word that starts with B. But we gonna say bogus. Bogus. Bogus octopus technician. And I'm going to say that because it's like you got these bogus eight arms trying to get your tentacles. And it's like you're not a technician of nothing but confusion. You know what I mean? And destruction, right? That's what you are, a technician of just like pure whackness. You know what I mean? I got some other words in there, but you know, we on the radio, so I'm gonna keep it all the way, you know, clean. Yeah, man, real talk, right? So then we had that joint that I really wanted to play y'all today, man. Actually, first of all, we had that joint by Satellite, produced by 38 Spesh. You know, that Mussolini joint, the Mussolini. And that song was dope, man. Like, I came upon that artist today, actually. And, you know, I'm gonna do the knowledge to more of his music. You're definitely going to be hearing more of his music being played on the show, man. Because, yeah, man, young brother can spit. You know what I mean? And I just want to be able to show and prove that there is, you know, other artists out there that, you know, you don't get to hear. You know what I'm saying? Because they might be, quote-unquote, underground. You know what I mean? So... with that being said, shout out to Satellite. Then we had the joint that I really wanted to get to y'all today, man, which was OT The Real. That song was called Grease, featuring OT The Real, my man 38 Spesh, and Dave East. And man, I know something about that song. When I heard it, I was just like, you know what I mean? Like, whoa, man, that's... I had to send that to my brother Guilty Black, man, because that song is just, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. So let's get into dealing with... Let me turn this down a little bit. Let's get into talking about resentment, you know? Because a lot of the time, you know, resentment is this is a saying that has been said from many different groups and people, but resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. And it's very true, because resentment only blocks you from your ability to be in your higher self. Resentment is a wealth conscious destroyer. Resentment is a tool to keep people at bay. But it's a negative tool. There's other ways to keep people at bay. You know what I'm saying? But really, like, resentment, it actually, you know, in certain Chinese philosophies, they say that resentment is in the liver. And, you know, I don't disagree and I don't agree, because I don't have the complete 360 understanding of that science. You know, but it's often said that in our body we have these different points of reference when it comes to traumas, and not just physical traumas, but emotional or, you know, mental or spiritual traumas. Really, spiritual and mental go hand in hand, really. Spiritual is a new age word, really. But we dealing with mentalism, dealing with the mind, right? So, you know, really, these places in our bodies, they hold energy. And they can be, it's already proven that, you know, our body is just over 75% water, right? Water has memory. You know what I'm saying? Water holds memory. So if our bodies hold memory, and we constantly, because resentment in Latin is to bring up again. So if we're constantly bringing up this feeling of hatred or feeling of hurt, really, because resentment is being hurt. Somebody hurt you. That's why you resent them. Or a principle, or a you know, governing body, right? There's these different ciphers, right? And so if you're continuously bringing up these resentments in your subconscious mind, you're really, see, I don't think a lot of people understand that the universe is a reflection of you. And so the universe is a reflection of you. So if you are literally a resentful person always, right? You wonder why you keep attracting these experiences, right? Now this takes me into the relationship aspects, right? You know, people sometimes, they wonder why they keep attracting, you know, people who are maybe emotionally abusive or verbally abusive or physically abusive. It's because that person is holding on to some previous experiences and they have not allowed themselves to heal from that. So your universe is reflecting that, and that's why you keep bringing it back into your cipher, right? So realistically, it's like, you know, when they say that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, so is everything else. You know, like, I really want you, the listener, to take heed to what the God's saying, because it's really, when we really internalize the fact that that everything around us is a result of somebody else's or ours or our inner projections, you will be able to really change your environment and change the people that are around. There's going to be more success coming your way, more positive opportunities coming your way. We have to clear out these energies and these memories out of our mind and our body, right? Specifically the subconscious mind. You know, so when it comes to resentment, right? Like, look, if somebody did something to you, it's on you to heal from that. And if you don't want to forgive them for the sake of yourself. Because again, you're just allowing that poison to fill your body and your mind, man. Right? And even when it comes down to like jealousy, it's like, why be jealous of somebody else? Just go get it yourself, right? Go get it yourself. Whatever it is that you're jealous of that person, more times than not, you have qualities that that person doesn't have, which are brilliant in your own space. You know what I'm saying? Right? Look, not everybody's gonna be a dope MC, but I bet you're dope at something else. So don't hate the brother for MCing, right? You know, don't hate on him because he's a master at what he does, right? Realistically, it's like, why are you watching me so much? That's what I'm thinking when someone's hating. I'm like, why are you watching me so much? I must be very beautiful to watch. I must be so magnificent. that you have to just hate. It's crazy. It's crazy. You know what I mean? I would say to a person who's feeling that resentment towards another person, I would say, get over it. Seriously, get over it. You know? Stop blocking your own blessings, because that's what you're doing. You know what I mean? You're blocking your own blessings. You're blocking yourself from being God. Regardless to whom or what. Y'all can think whatever you want. At the end of the day, it's all about showing and proving. It's all about showing and proving. And I say this, man. You know, people say they don't like to judge people. I say judge people. Because judges, right? You know what judges do in a court? They look at the evidence that's laid out in front of them. Right? And so you have a lawyer, the defense, and then you have the prosecutor. And they have to bring forth evidence to the judge so that they can make a what? Decision. Judgment, all judgment is making a wise decision. And that's really what it is. So, yeah, it's important to judge people. It's important to examine people. Because sometimes they come like the like Troy did. You know what I mean? Or not like Troy, pardon self. Like the Greeks did when they brought to Troy, right? The Trojan horse, you know? And that's what it is, right? So we have to examine the people that we are around, right? Because they could be resenting you. You don't know that. You know what I mean? But if a resentment is so powerful, it's like a fat person, you know, trying to wear tight clothes. It's going to pop out the sides. You know what I mean? And no disrespect to any bigger people out there. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like, metaphorically speaking, it's like, you know, these things are busting out the seams, right? And things ain't always what they seem, right? And so, you know, that's why with understanding, it's to see things for what they truly are, not what they appear to be. And people who may resent you, they're hurt inside. And most likely, it's from childhood. So how do we deal with people like that? Well, we play good music for them and keep it moving. And we come back and we talk about how we deal with people who have resentment towards you. You know what I'm saying? Because, this is a very important topic, man. I know there's a lot of people out there that carry resentments, and I want y'all to be free. So with that being said, let's get it on.
We go through life a lot of times, and we often ask ourselves, what should I be doing while I'm here? You know, you're working your job, raising your kids, you're taking care of the family. You never really get a chance to tap into things that you like to do. Sometimes you don't know that you call for certain things. But I'm here to tell you, there's something for you. Yeah.
What's your purpose? Yo, what's your purpose like? Cause you following through, yo, what it's working like. When that call go through, you sure you heard it right? You know it's all on you, or how you working, right? What's your purpose? Yo, what's your purpose like? Cause you following through, yo, what it's working like. When that call go through, you sure you heard it right? You know it's all on you, or how you working,
let's get
right?
It. Born to be an artist, my first love was to draw. Fascinated with characters from Charles M. Schulz. Gifted and talented classes, the artwork was my passion. Sketch Batman on your pants with a Joker right on your t-shirt. For real. Around this time, I had some clippers in my basement. I lied to Antoine Morgan, told him yes, that I could fade him. The next day, we in school and classes changed, the bell was ringing. He's showing off his haircut with the part I gave him, wide as my finger.
What's your purpose? Yo, what's your purpose like? Cause you following through, yo, what it's working like. When that call go through, you sure you heard it right? You know it's all on you, or how you working, right? What's your purpose?
Yo, what's your purpose like? Is you following through? Yo, what it's working like? When that call go through, you sure you heard it right? You know it's all on you, or how you working right?
Sony PlayStation, first generation. Started making beats, burned the CD from MTV Music Generator. Go to P-House and battle, swapping out the memory card. His stereo surround sound was loud and sounded hard. But later on that night, I get with Hooch and we would make beats together. He would sequence the drums, I made the melodies. The only thing we wanted to do was create something similar to what we listened to. Our friendship was the chemistry. 2021, when I'm at Sky Zoo, we locked in immediately. Showed me love with my first industry feature. Ironically, the song we did together was me having reflections of my friend and my brother. He died suddenly. Flashed to almost 4 years later. Steady writing, constant recording, producing, releasing projects and content back to back. Sky provided opportunity for me to open up Forum in East Atlanta. Now we dropping albums, most deserving.
What's your purpose? Yo, what's your purpose like? Is you following through? Yo, what it's working like? When that call go through, you sure you heard it right? You know it's all on you, or how you working, right? What's your purpose? Yo, what's your purpose like? Is you following through? Yo, what it's working like? When that call go through, you sure you heard it right? You know it's all on you, or how you working, right?
Purpose driven, my aim on the mark and a purpose sticking with the agenda. Single and not what your purpose isn't. It's lonely at the top, but you get to prefer the distance. Cause most of them be at the top, but they purpose missing. And you know I treat integrity the same as a check. And I'm only depositing that if it came with respect. Everything come with a price, but when they came to collect, the fabric that they was cut from made them wait with the rest. They ain't relate, cause purpose is rooted in what you built like. Heavy is the head, but they crown wouldn't tilt right. In a lane, nobody drove off what it feel like. Fruits of your labor to your garden is the kill type. Sophomore writing over the lines on a notepad. My classmates was in the kitchen chipping off a dope slab. Same ones here with me now who left with a stove at. Any purpose that was pre-written, we rewrote that for real. What's your purpose? Yo, what's your purpose like? Is you following through? Yo, what it's working like? When that call go through, you sure you heard it right? You know it's all on you, or how you working, right? What's your purpose? Yo, what's your purpose like? Is you following through? Yo, what it's working like? When that call go through, you sure you heard it right? You know it's all on you, or how you working, right?
See, I'm from Chocolate Block. Where my big cuz Clay Baby said you gotta drop it on a one. Yeah,
it's K-Ski in the house. It's Hard Body in the house.
Yo, it's K-Ski in the house.
It's Hard Body in the house.
It's K-Ski in the house.
It's Hard Body in the house.
Yeah, it's K-Ski in the house.
It's Hard Body in the house.
Yeah. Call the play before the snap. Hit the pocket like a quarterback. Throwing knowledge in these bars. Show them this is more than rap. Journey of the soul. I'm the pilot taking flight. Elevation in my sight for when I'm holding the mic. I'm hard body like the dream. That's Hakeem when he was working the post. When I flow, nobody coming close to this cat for New Jeru. Moving through with a committee. Chocolate block the bird spot. Now the stop is Van City. This the masterpiece. Blessed by his majesty. Dean of Abraham. Deeply rooted like a cavity. Just had to be because it was written in my scroll. Blessings from Allah, wa ta'ala. As time unfold, but now Holy Land occupied by Gog and Magog. Mu'minin executed for believing in God. Miss Jamaica spreading lies and corruption. But see, I'm like the teacher when I boogie down with my production.
It's Hard Body in the house.
Yo, it's K-Ski in the house.
It's Hard Body in the house.
It's K-Ski in the house.
It's Hard Body in the house.
Me and K-Ski like Malcolm X and Bumpy. Real true and living, the God style is lovely. Egyptian cloth wrapped around my bra like a mummy. I feel like Raekwon with the Wallabies and Rugbies. One order, making the moves, new alliances. Know some brothers that play with tools, no appliances. I be dropping nothing but jewels, high sciences. You rappers look like safari food for my lioness. Record label Yakub's devil byproducts. I'm a 5%er, born in our high knowledge. Jewels around my neck, you can't keep your eyes off it. My wisdom run deep like the birth of five prophets. Positive education always corrects error. That's why I'm yelling peace in this black Porsche Carrera. With this Algerian queen named Aloe Vera. Hard body 5950, a new era.
It's K-Ski in the house. It's Hard Body in the house.
Yo, it's K-Ski in the house.
It's Hard Body in the house.
It's K-Ski in the house.
in the house.